is the Power Hour. Welcome.
Well, happy Saturday to you, and welcome to CFI Bootcamp's Power Hour. So we've done 240 of these. That's today. And today is very close to, I can't remember that actual date, but it's right around here. We started the first one 5 years ago. And we had 12 people in our room, and we still have a lot of those 12 people still come today, which is kind of nice. So 5 years is today, and that's pretty good. There's plenty of them. So anyway, we'll talk about that, how to get those in a second, but let me move off this camera thing and say hello to you. So if you're new, you know, welcome. Glad you found us. If you're looking for a Wings credit, you're going to find that in the chat, but you won't find it until later on in the presentation because we need to have you listen to it before we can give you the credit. So that'll appear later in the chat. If you have a question, you can put it in the chat. And then that's the way it's going to go. The format of the show always is similar. It's the same. We'll go from now until the break, which is about a half hour from now, about 30 minutes past the hour. And we take a little break, show some things, do some things or not, right? That. And then we go with the rest of it and we close out the show at the top of the hour, right? And anything that's relevant that maybe we talk about or something, some special thing we have going on, we'll put in the chat, okay? And that's the place to be looking for things, I guess is what I'm telling you. And then now, for those of you who want to stay longer, you're welcome to do that. So what will happen after that, after the hour is done, that'll be the Wings credit thing. That's all you have to stay for. Then we open up the room with open mic. And usually there'll be one or two moderators there who help out with that. But then you're free to ask any questions you want. You're free to. And if it's on topic, that's great. But if we're exhausted the topics of the content, then we can ask questions or talk about anything you'd like. And this is sort of taken us on a head of its own, so to speak. So I have our class we're going to put in a breakout room. We have a CFII class going on right now. And so I'll take care of them. And that room would be open. And last week, I checked, and at 4 o'clock, which is 4 hours from now, they were just finishing up talking. So, and there's a variety of resources in that room. So, meaning that we never know who's going to be in there. And some people have really high level expertise in certain things. Like we had one of the guys who was a test pilot for FAA, and he was the original guy team certification for the G-1000. So he could talk about that, right? We had Jim Viola, who just happened to be in here, was the previous head of AFS 800 in Oklahoma City, all of certification for general aviation and commercial pilots. So every certificate he went through his and all the DPE oversight, everything goes through that. So he was on. Not scheduled, just, hey, I have something to say. Okay, say. We had the previous president of ALPA. You never know who's going to be there. So, but someone will be there. And if not, they'll be Philip will be there, and certain people I know who like to carry on, and that's nice. And so you have a chance to talk. And the only thing we ask is you keep the conversations just, you know, what do I call them? What do I call them? Nice, right? Be nice to people. Don't judge too much. A little bit, not much though. Okay. All right. So what we're going to talk about today, because we don't want to run out of time, is we're going to talk about the Wings program, and we're going to talk about take the mysteries away, and how you can use this as both a flight instructor and as a participant. Now, some of you are in this room because you clicked on a link from FA about Wings credit for this. So you may know this already, but you may not know certain things. And I think we have a guest. His name is Raul Salazar, and he does gyrocopters. And I've known him for quite a while, and he's part of SAFE like me. And we see each other at these conferences quite often. And anyway, he also is a fast team lead. So he knows this stuff pretty well. He also knows the sport pilot world really well. So that's who we've got. And he's up in Vero Beach, Florida. So that's where he's at. So Raul, I'm going to have you take it away. You can share your screen whenever you want. And you can talk to the people so they can hear you. How's it going, Raul?
Everything is going well. Thank you, Mike, for having me. Hello, everybody. As you can see, my name is Raul Salazar. I'm a lead rep for the Treasure Coast FAS team. We do a lot of presentations, seminars, and webinars. And sometimes I get to be a guest from Mike to do some things for him and help him. This one is something that I really like to do because it helps CFI as well as pilots. So the way that I put it together is an introduction, a review, incentive, and I have a website that you're going to see that you can use if you, because still some people don't like the WINS program website. It has been improved. There have been three updates since 2024, and the last one was this year. And so it's a little faster. It has more courses than before, a lot of topics. And as you can see, sometimes one of the things that you will be able to do is to watch some of the videos in some of the website for certain providers or trainers or CFI. And then you can go into the FAASafety.gov and take the quiz, and you will get credit for reviewing the video that sometimes is an hour or two. So depending on the length, you may get one or two credit. So let's start on this. So what we're going to do is we're going to talk about the WINS program. We're going to do a review. We're going to do a quick navigation inside this demo, and then I'm going to switch quickly to the website. And what is good for, and now that we have changed the renewal of the CFI, you can use a WINS program to do that. I've been using it since I became a CFI, and it has been easy. You get to do five pilots flight reviews, and then you get yours. And also, I put a link on the chat for the credit packages. There are more. I just put in there one PDF file that you can go and download and use it if anybody wants additional credit packages, for example, for tailplanes, for seaplanes, for helicopters, for jet plane. Just send me an email and I'll get you all of those. Some of the reference that you have are, you can see in here, the FAASafety.gov and the 2AC, the two advisory circular that we have. These are the new ones. Everything else that you saw there before, the K and the ones before the J and the D, they are no longer, they are canceled. These are the new ones. And another one that you have is regarding the flight reviews, which I have a presentation inside or one reference inside. That is a website for the Easy Wings. And the nice thing about that website, if you go there, it works on your computer, it works on your tablet, it works on your phone. And when you click the specific buttons that they have for that website, which are log on onto the WINS program, request credit, validate credit, give credit, and look at your history. That is what you're going to get, and automatically will connect to the FAA safety website and make your life easier. You don't have to deal with the huge menu and selection because sometimes it's overwhelming the way that the FAASafety.gov website is set up. So what do we have? It's a lifelong program. What allows you to do is to keep you proficient. It is very cool for the CFI because one of the things that you can do when you're working with someone is to ask what are the things that that person is feeling or is weak in terms of flying the aircraft that that person is certificated for. And the other thing that you gain is that the FAA will give you kind of a break. It sees you in a different way if you're a person that has been doing the FAA's WINS program and you happen to have an incident or by mistake you happen to bust the TFR. Then if you have doing this and you happen to do it by mistake, they will see you different than if you haven't done anything and you busted by mistake. So there are two, because one for them will represent that you're trying to be proficient, that you're trying to be a great pilot, a knowledgeable pilot, trying to make sure that you are safe. Some of the other ones, I know a few of them that are just going to go flying. The nice thing about this one is that the faces that we have there will allow you to substitute, do the substitution of the flight review, meaning by this, you came to see three webinars that Mike have done for the last few months. And you want to get your flight review and you talk to your CFI, the CFI will say, fine, let's do it as a, you want to do it with the WINS program? I don't have to do a 1 hour flight review. Let's talk about what you wanted to do. Let's go over the things that you're weak. And then it's going to give you a briefing and follow the outline that the system is going to give you. So the nice thing is that it gives you everything that you need to have for that flight review, which in reality is becoming training. And so you have the knowledge and the flight credits, which is what is needed. As a CFI, the nice thing is that if you in 2 years do a minimum of five pilots on the WINS program, and each one of those pilots did three fly activities, that means you need a total of 15. Then the only thing that you have to do, which I'm going to show you later, is go back to your records inside the FAAsafety.gov, print the report, fill out your 8710-1 or 11, and click on the section or on the checkbox that it says, I want my flight review based on the WINS program. And then submit that along with all of the files that you have that the system has given you to the ASI, and they will to the FISDO. And usually you don't have to go on in person. What they're going to do is have a meeting with you using Zoom, and you will get your flight review, your CFI renew just that way. All the records of what you have done for the years are set up in there. The nice thing that you have also is that it keeps track of everything for a long time. It doesn't, you don't lose anything. And one of the recommendations that we have is the fact that you should be able to recommend to your students or to your customers that are doing the flight review to create or submit an 8710-11 or an 8710-1. Why am I saying that? A lot of people are afraid of doing that. Don't know why. I get a lot of resistance sometimes. But then when I explain, if you lose your logbook, guess what? You can start the logbook from the data that you put in that form. You don't have to rebuild anything on your logbook, but you can start from there. So for those of you that are having that that issue that sometimes you get to lose logbook because you were moved, you move to someplace else, it makes things easier. Any completed phase is a flight review. Now, the only other thing that you need to remember with this is that if we do it through the FAA WINS program, the liability is not on you. You are now have less liability than if you did it in the typical way. Go do the 1 hour or the hour and a half oral part and then the fly. And then a week later, the person gets into an incident or a minor accident. Then they're going to go and check and they're going to come back to you. And also, if it's something major, you never know what that pilot is going to say or do. This way, what is going to happen is that you do it as a training. You meet all the requirements that the FAA gave you as a CFI to put on the student or to make the student do to make it safe. And then what you're going to do is make sure that you print the little labels, and you can also put your the records in your logbook. Don't forget that if you have a good broker for your insurance, for either as a CFI or also for your aircraft, if you own an aircraft, what is going to happen is that you're going to get some discount. It's not going to be a lot of money, but $50, $100 is better than nothing. I've been getting $100 every year off of my insurance since I've been doing the WINS program. On my aircraft and also on my CFI insurance. So basically, you have to complete all the knowledge topics assigned, two or three topics for the per phase. Then that will include online courses that are inside the system, that it will include seminars or webinars, or you can go and pick a package. As I said before, I put one in the chat. The other thing that you have is that this allows you to make things easier. You can use it for training too. The schools, some of the schools are really taking advantage of this because there are areas that you have now the package, and you can use that one to test your student in certain areas. For example, for the private pilot, you have a section now that is equivalent to the state check. So if the student complete all of this, not only you're giving credit on the WINS program, but also at the same time, you are meeting some of the requirements that you have to complete or have for that student to be able to go for the check ride or for whatever the cross country. So those are things that you have. By the way, don't forget that this is one of the things that people forget in here. Not only you can use an actual aircraft, but you can use a simulator for some of the basics. So if you did some of the basic courses or fly assignments or in the simulator, you can count those, and they are some of them in the system as wind credit for flight training and for a flight activity. Okay. If you don't know what to pick, the computer will do that. If you know what to select out of the courses, you can click on the selection and do a search. Okay? It works in all the levels that you have in there. The only thing that you need to remember is that the credits are only valid for 12 months. You will receive an email but from the system that is telling you when are those credits going to expire. So if you happen to decide you're going to have a few credits that are going to expire next month, and you happen to decide today, I'm going to do another flight review or one phase of the WINS program, the system automatically will pick the ones that are about to expire. It's not going to use the new one. It's the one that are close to expire. And that way you keep extending the life of the other ones. Okay. And it makes life easier. In that sense, you don't have to keep looking for them. They give you a list from the ones that are about to expire to the ones that are brand new in that order. In some cases, what it will happen is that if you didn't do anything because you wanted to wait, then you have to be the one who select because they will expire, and then it will try to give you something that you may not want. It will pick in order of based on the webinar, seminars, or courses that you want to take along. But all the things are kept in the system. Okay. The things that you need to remember is that if you are a CFI and you did your based on the regulations, you did your FERC, okay, and you passed your FERC. Well, now you're going to do your flight review. Part of that FERC, if you have done it within the 30 days, can be used for the oral part, the knowledge credit that is used. So you can use that one, and then you can do all the required credits for the flight activities, or you can use a package. Okay, everything is in there. So when you complete a phase one, either from phase one, which is the basic, to the master, those will count. It also, as I said, renews your flight review. Everything is tracked online. And the other thing that you have, come on, you need to make an entry on the logbook. And the endorsement is 8.66. Okay, don't forget to put that on your records too. And it should look like this: satisfactory completed the basic wins or the advanced, or whichever one of those three we have, and you put the date. The other option that you have is that you can tell the pilot to go to the FAAsafety.gov, and in there you will receive the certificate in three forms: the big certificate in a PDF form, and then on the second page you will have the little one with all of the things that were used for that certificate or for that wins accomplishment, and you can print those and stick it into your logbook. That is what I tell the students. So I don't have to do this because the FAA is giving it to them, but I usually do both. This is what it looked like. If you don't have an account on this, I will say to any of you, please get it. Just remember, a lot of these things are going to help you in the future. And some of the school that we have been working with here in Bureau, in Sebastian, in for Pierce, now, since they have a lot of foreign students to get in the private commercial to go to an airline, they have been using this for some of the courses and some of the things that are required. And the nice thing that happened is that because it's sponsored by the FAA and is the entity that creates all of this, then companies in other countries and foreign governments are taking it as a part of something that is valid, that it can be used on their resume. So don't forget that if you get a foreign student or you're teaching in a 141 school, there is a lot of, as I said, packages for you to use. As an example, when a student finish certification for private commercial, you can give them credit. So don't forget to create this. One of the things that you have is that if you look in here, you have the ability to log in, but if you don't have an account, you can create one. So if you go here, you can say register, and you go on the tab and then create all the information for you to have an account. If you already have an account, you log in and you can click on My Wins and then select the topics. The other thing that you have is the ability to go there and validate credit from someone. It could be credits of a course or something that somebody else did, and they have the documentation that they took it from this school. They took Tailwind, they whatever oxygen training for a specific jet, and they didn't get the credits. Then you can request that documentation and go into the system, make sure that you get copies, and say, yes, I didn't do it, but I'm validating it because I got the information. One thing that I don't know if it's going to come back or not, but it was done until 2023, is the pins that you see there. So you can get free bling bling jewelry that you can wear. You can order the pin. And also, if they started again this year, you will be able to start participate either as a pilot or as a CFI on a sweepstakes. And you can put your entry there. And it's in between, I think it was $250, $557, $50, and $1,500. And they will send you the money that because they are trying to promote this. It was a stop because they ran out of money. It's they're from the different corporations and insurance that they were promoting this. And it stopped for 2024 because they ran out of money, but they were working in getting it again. So when you register, you can see that it will give you the name in there. It will tell you if you are a lead rep, it tells you if you're a pilot. And you can see the registration of the course that you won. And then you can click on register as you did for this course. If you didn't do it, it's okay. They are going to put you by the email. But if you did register, it's easier because when the person that Mike has for going into the system and giving the credits, they can do it manually, or You can get the entire list that he has, it's probably what he's doing, in a comma-separated value and uploading that all at once. And it doesn't, that person doesn't have to go crazy staying there for hours putting all that data inside. It's very easy. So fly activities, as you can see in here, is what the system is going to give you. And then what you have to do when it's completed by the instructor that you're using, then you go and click on those on that fourth column that you have there that is with the red circles, and then request your credit. Okay, this CFI will receive an email by the system, and he or she will come and give you the validation. So if you don't know which person it is, you have two ways of finding it. First, you put the entry where you did that, then you go and search on the website. If you have used validators, you can click on recent validators. If you have an email for that CFI, then you put the email and automatic will find it. And then you submit the validation. From the point of view of the instructor, as you can see, I'm there and I'll get an email and I'll have a little red flag telling me that I have pending validations. So what I have to do is I gotta come into the system. Now, you can see that it has a lot of steps to go through this if you're a pilot or if you are a CFI. Because I gotta click in here, I gotta look, I gotta go and do the validation or search. Okay. And I have to go to this page when I click in there and I have a list. So for example, I want to give this person the credit. I just click on the request. If I'm using the Easy Win website, I just click on request credit, select my course, and put the name of the person. So you don't have to click on the main menu to go through the system to find the CFI for that specific course that you're trying to request. Okay. So finding the course, finding the validator, this is going to do it for you. And if you're an instructor, it will take you directly to this instead of having to go to the main page and then do that. And if you want to give credit, it's the same thing. So when you click on that, it's going to come to this page and it's going to show what that person is requiring and what they want you to do. It will say basic wings, master wings, or master flight, topic one. And you have, depending on the level, different ones. All the ones that we're doing today are going to be basic. To do advanced, it will be like a topic that today Mike is talking about, which is the IFR. So he can pick one of those topics and put it in there and then set it up as an advanced credit. So that also works, and or a flight. So you validate, you accept that one, and it will give you some little things in there to just click on, and that's it. Who can be the validators? Well, another CFI, a DPE, a FASTing rep, or a FASTing program manager. That is what the FPM is. If you don't know where to find them for the FASTing or the FPM, you can go to the faasafety.gov, and on the first page, you can click at the bottom lower right corner, and it gives you the directory for the members of the FAST team. So the only thing that you have to do is select the state, and automatically will give you everybody on that state. Okay. Or you can also select it by the FASTing group. So of course, as I said, you have to send to the validator the log entry, the certificate, or the temporary airman certificate because you happen to get a new certification. So if you did private, you can make a copy of that one, send it to that CFI because the DPE didn't do it because he didn't have time or she didn't have time. Then the CFI will do it because you got the proof. Okay? The other thing that I don't know if any of you that are CFI are aware of, If you are a CFI and somebody that is a pilot decided to become a Part 107 pilot, then they can go online, take the course for Part 61 pilot, initial Part 107 through the system. When they complete the course and get the certificate, they're going to download it. Then they can come to you and you can go to the IACRA system, and the person will fill all the IACRA, the pilot that won that certification, upload the video, I mean the I'm sorry, the PDF for the certificate that it was given to him or her here. And then you're only going to go through the process of validating and making sure that everything is complete. He or she has to have a current flight review. If he doesn't, you cannot do that. He has to have a current flight review. So the other thing is that you have to get a copy of their driver's license to validate that that is the person that it is. So you're basically becoming a person that is representing the FAA to validate that new certification for the drone. So that is what you have. Incentives that you have, as I said before, liability, limited liability exposure. Because you are not the one signing the book. You signed the training. You didn't sign the book for the logbook for the flight review. It was given by the FAA because you met the requirements. The person met the requirements that were given by the FAA, and you were just making sure that he or she did those things. You can renew unexpired CFI via WINS. So remember the rule. And Mike had a presentation a few months ago regarding the new way of renewing your CFI. And he talked about a bunch of them. And you remember that now we have 3 months of grace period. Within those 3 months, you have to do the FERC. But if you before EX will expire, go to a DPE or go to an ASI and show them the WINS information about the five student or the five pilots that did the 15 flight reviews and the other activities, then you're fine. Then you can renew. The new section, by the way, the 6191K is the new one. So don't forget that. It's a new AC. And as I said, for the insurance and for some companies, they take this very seriously. And you should take advantage. I have a friend that is working for a 135 company, and they do the review for your as a pilot. Each one of them has a different time, but they require all those pilots that they have for flying those jets to on the 135, the jets and the turboprops, to get WINS credit every year to have one phase done. It doesn't matter which one it is, but to have one phase done. Okay. The other interesting thing that you have is that they changed the rule a little bit. So you can go, I'm going to pick up Mike as my friend. So Mike decided I'm going to get a flight review, but I'm tired of doing this on the plane or that one. I just want to do one with the glider because I don't want to deal with getting a medical to do this. And no, just want to do it with the gliders. You can go through the phase one in here, select the WINS program for glider, and do that fly activity. And of course, if you already have your three ground credit courses or knowledge courses that you took, either webinar, seminars, or online course, and that will also count for your flight review. It's not like the old day that it has to be your fixed wing, has to be in the fixed wing. Okay, so you click on my WINS homepage. That is what it will take you. You can see here what it looks like, and it will tell you the WINS that you have covered. If you know how to do them, and you take advantage, you can do the three faces in one shot. So you will get phase one, phase, advanced phase, and master phase all in one set of flights. So that means the three flight activities can be used for two of them or for the three of them. So that means you will have to do either three or six. If you want to do two of them at once, you can take certain flight activities that can be moved from master to basic or from advanced to basic, and then you can take that. If you do the ones on the master and they can be put into the advanced and basic, then you are managed to accomplish all of those at once. So it is pretty nice. So we'll go back to the homepage again. And now what we have to do is look at the credit packages that you have. So there is a lot of them. And as I said before, knowledge and flight credits can be done simultaneously to complete one phase. You can use the package for the flight review, by the way. You don't have to go and come up with something. If you've seen, if there is a person that is constantly flying the aircraft and every week or every 2 weeks and he needs a flight review, you want to make it easy on both of you. And meaning by this, it's not going to be that you're giving it away. It means that you're going to follow that flight review package. So it gives you all the basic things that you need to do. Don't make the assumption, and that is one of the discussions that we have a long time ago, and Mike was with me at, I don't know if he remembers or not. Don't make the assumptions that you can use the package for the certification. That certification package is for the person that is acquiring a new certificate. You are not testing the person or helping the person in any way when he's coming or she is coming, he or she is coming for a flight review, because that doesn't test the sections that he or she is are weak. Those sections are not going to be tested in there. So just select the ones that are there, because it will give you maneuvers that are more practical than just doing a turnaround, a point, a square. Patterns, slow flight, and it's not a test. This is just making sure that the person is safe. The credit package, there are pre-approved groups that you have, and that allows you to do a lot of things, as I said to you before. So it makes it easier to do those packages. As I said, look on the chat, and you will have in there some of the questions, the link that it will take you there. Okay. It is pretty cool, because if you're a student and you decided, or if not, if you're a student for to get your instrument and you pass your check ride, guess what? The CFI can sign you off and you get credit for that one. So now you next time can go to your insurance and do that and get the discount, request your discount. And really easy to follow. Activities, if you are going to find the activities, let's say you're looking for activities for the private pilot, there is a search inside the FAST FAASafety.gov that allows you to do that. So you can go on to the search, you can put the keyword that you want, you can say wins, you can say basic, and all of the ones, and then you can do the search for that specific person. Okay. So you find the package. The credit package is a complete phase. It will give you a number, like what you see there, A071102-02. Okay. The title will be in blue. You can click on that title and it will take you there. It will have the three flight activities. It will have everything that you need to complete that phase. And it's very easy to apply. So you have one for a sport pilot. You have one for a sport pilot CFI. You have one for private pilot. You have one for instrument pilot. You have one for commercial, for full CFI. So you have different packages that you can take advantage of. For schools that are 141, then you can pick the packages for that particular school. Initial certification for pilot, for private pilot. So it gives you all the activities that you have. So here is another one that contains everything. And then when you accomplish all of this, the only thing that you have to do is click on that button, request credit, and it's going to ask you then what instructor you want to do. Works the same as I put in here for the knowledge or the flight credit for the CFI. When you look at some of the packages, they are not as efficient as the one that you have if you pick them individually. So sometimes it's easier for any of you as a CFI to say, I'm going to select then the individual credits because the pilot that I'm working with asked me and told me that he or she is not doesn't have enough experience in certain areas. So you can go and say, okay, I'm going to pick this fly activity, this other fly activity, and this other fly activity because everything else he or she thinks that is it does it well. And she or he is telling me that I'm doing that correctly. Okay. So if the applicant passes a practical test, as I said before, that is a package, any of the certification. So it can be validated by you or it can be validated by the by the DPE. Okay. And again, for you, for all of you that are CFI, please don't forget to put the entry in your logbook. You will have it in the FAAsafety.gov, but put it in your logbook too. Okay. Here are some packages: initial certification for the pilot, initial certification for the instrument. You also have an IPC package. So if you're going to do one of those, then you can get that one. And there are three specific ones, and each one has a lot of things that you can use. And depending on the, in some cases, the instruments that you're going to be using, you can pick a specific package. Adding a class or a category, you have it in there. Initial certification, CFI reinstated or renewal. Okay. If you have one, is a practical test, it is required for the initial, but then you can give the, since you were the CFI that recommend that a student for a CFI, then you can give him or her the initial certification. The same is true for the ATP or any rating. People forget that any of the ratings that are there for jets, for helicopters, all of them are in there. You can give them initial certification for that type rating. Flight review, proficiency check ride, as I said before. Okay. So you have all the equivalents. And remember, by doing this, the intention is to protect you a little and help on your wallet. Let's put it that way. So here are some cheat sheets that I have for any of you. I put, as I said, the other one on the PDF on the on a PDF in this in the system. And by the way, as Mike said, we're getting credit. You're getting credit for all of this. You just got, she's gonna, he's gonna send you a link close to the end that you're gonna click. Fill out the form. If you don't do that, you're not going to get credit. Don't make the assumption, as in some cases I do with that, that it's going to be automatically because you show up on the webinar. It doesn't work like that. The other thing that you need to remember on the simulators, it has to be an approved FAA simulator for that to be valid. It cannot be a home simulator because it's not an approved. You can use it for get training, and then you can go and say, okay, let's go and fly on the one that the school had, which is an approved simulator to be able to do that. So you have common wind packages in there that you see. Use them, make your life easier. Okay. So, and as I said before, going to IACRA, fill the 8710 for the flight review or the IPC or the 8710-11. I know that many of you have not done a flight review for a sport pilot. You have to follow then the same rules, but it's a sport pilot. Okay. And that is the reason I put in there, print a copy. It's an 8710-1 or an 8710-11. Okay. And the new reference, the AC for the flight reviews, the old one that it was the J was canceled. Now you have the AC 6198E. And if you still go to paragraph 1.10, it has all the information in there. Okay. The important thing to take into consideration with this is that remember, some of you may want to go and get into ag flying, agriculture flying. Well, guess what? You got either for planes or helicopters. You got the training in there. You got the things that that person can do for tail planes, tail drags. You can do the same thing for sea planes. And we're putting a new one that we didn't have and should be by the end of the year. It usually takes a little while because you gotta go and look at it. Dave Bear, which is the guy in charge of the courses, is pretty good. So we're working with them to put the training and the flight activity for gyroplane with floats and helicopter with floats. So you can take either go any of those if you happen to be a helicopter or a gyroplane pilot. Do not forget, people think that the courses are never updated, that we don't get any new courses. We are getting plenty of new courses in the FAAsafety.gov. And you have all the ones that are free, and you have all the ones that you have to pay for. So, for example, if you select one and you happen to be a member of the AOPA and you select one, AOPA has some of them that are free and some of them that you can select through the WINS program, and it takes you to the FAA website to take the course. You can go the other way around. You can go to the AOPA and do exactly the same thing. The same thing is true with NAFI, the same thing is true with SAE, the same thing is true with the EAA. Okay. And with the association, the one for the helicopters, they have the same principle. So I always say perfect practice is one of the things that you wanted to do. Keep practicing and practicing, fly regularly, use the WIN program. I hope the jewelry will come back for this. And if you want my information, you can take a screenshot. I think that Mike will have this as a PDF in the system for anybody to download it. And if you want a specific information, just let me know. I'm a FAA safety team lead rep for the FAST team for the Treasure Coast. I'm a drone pro. Now I'm the only drone pro for the state of Florida for an Orlando because some of the guys are not doing much. And I'm unofficial FAA WINS pro. So if you have any questions regarding the WINS program, you need help finding something or how to validate or any of those things, you can get in touch with me. And last, Mike,
Yes, sir.
back to you.
Okay. Thanks, Raul. A lot of info, but I did put the PDF into the chat. But we will send you this presentation along with some other things by email anyway.
Okay.
So if you missed it or whatever, the other thing you can do is you can save the chat. There's three little dots in the chat window at the top at the bar. And if you click that save chat, you'll have all the stuff that's there. Now, anything that was downloadable, you have to do now. So if you want Wings credit, now's your time because we put Wings credit in the chat. You'll find it. It's from it's there. It's pretty obvious. It's the link you click onto. And you have to do that because there were some questions in the chat, by the way, and I think they were answered because there's some people in here who know, like Cary. I saw Cary Grant is here. I know he's in the Arizona area. He knows, right? So many people in here seem to know a lot. So that a lot of the chat got taken care of just by the fact that there were some resident experts in there. So that's why I
Oh,
didn't
great.
bother. Yeah, I think that was good, right? You can go through and see the questions, but generally, some of the questions were, can you just go to the advanced level first? You have to do the basic first. That was one. Can a student pilot participate? There was those kind of things that are there. So I mean
Yes, they
that
can.
I
They
think those
can.
things that yes, I saw it was there a little bit later. Someone had responded to that. So there are other questions in there. You have a fan club, by the way, Raul. There's a lot of people. Well, you knew that already. You know I'm in it too, right? So you knew that already. He's Mr. Charming, you have to say.
So
That's funny.
the important thing for everybody to realize is that it is going to change, by the way. It's going to be an update by the end of this year of the website to make they're going to improve the usability of the menus and the website, because sometimes it takes too many clicks just to get to where you want.
Right.
The response time is much better than before. Sometimes, and that was one of my complaints. And I work with the FAA, like a drop of water, you keep hitting the same spot until you break it. And
Yes.
it's the only way that it works, you know. To give you an example, I really want them to change the AC 90-66 B that they had to include helicopters and gyroplane in an on-tower airport. And it took me from 22 to the end of 23. And it got to a point that at the office in Oklahoma, they didn't want to answer the phone when they see Raul. Uh-oh, this number is familiar. No, I'm not doing it.
That's funny, huh? So,
But
yeah, I think it's interesting that there's a lot of interesting questions that come through. And one of my things that, and someone had mentioned this, and it's worth giving credit. It's worth saying this. One was saying, it's just too complicated. And I think when you look at the website, it can be. But I think once you get practice at it, I don't think it's complicated at all. I've done it, the validation and all that. At first, it's like, well, there's a lot going on here on the page. I mean, there's a lot of boxes. There's a lot of so, but what once you're familiar, like IACRA is also a pain too, right? You go that and you put in the aircraft model, and that's a pain. Everything initially is a pain, so I guess let it be a pain. There's Easy Wings he put up for there, but and but then the credit the it's actually good once you're established in it. It's a good program. And
it is a great program.
one person I'd mentioned before, the old Wings program a long time ago. Was just you needed three things. You had to go to a safety seminar. You had to complete 1 hour of flight by reference instruments, 1 hour takeoffs and landings, 1 hour maneuvers, and you had it. There wasn't anything else, and that was a bit weak sometimes. And because you could take someone who didn't have a flight review for 20 years, and if you did that, that would be a flight review, even though they wouldn't be proficient. There was no requirements there, so I think there's that has improved a bit. Or a lot. And then more improvements, as you say, are coming. So I think that's good. I did put the PDF again in the chat. You're going to get it by email anyway, but there's that. I wanted to so anyway, thank you all for that. You're always good with that kind of stuff. Also for sport pilot stuff.
Yeah, any questions, anything that the guys want, just let me know. And we're still
Okay.
going to work on the adult training. Remember the one that you and I talked before 2 months ago?
What was it about?
How to learn by yourself if you're an adult.
Yes.
So we're going to see if we can put that together.
Okay, that'd be totally fine. I did some a segment like that, but I mean, but we can do a because there seemed to be a big what there was a big demand. The people were asking a lot of questions, and it carried on to after the show as well. So
Right.
we did definitely want to carry on with that because that was something where I really said in our CFI program, I thought we don't cover that as well. Let's cover talk teaching the adult learner. And we could, yeah, but there are many things can be done there. Also, Victor Vogel has a, FNAFI has a segment on the medical aspects of that as well.
Right.
He's a physician
So
and oncologist.
we
So,
have a question asking, how do I become, can anybody become a fasting rep? Yes. So there is a process for this. So let's say that Joy Pepper Squeal that I put in there wants to become a fasting rep. So the way that it works is that you go and look for the fasting program manager, or you look for the fasting lead rep for that group. Okay. And what is going to happen is that you're going to go and register on the website, and you're going to become first what is called a service provider. And the reason for becoming a service provider is that the FAA, as well as the fasting, wants to make sure that you really are into trying to help. And the helping is helping find, helping with the presentation. If you have a topic that you want to present, if you know people that can do presentations, that you can contribute on that way. And that period is for 1 year. If you have done all that work, then you can become then a rep. And then after a year, if you contribute a lot as a rep, you can become a lead rep. The lead
Okay.
reps are limited.
Right, I understand. Okay, well, I need to close out here for a second, but I'm going to keep the show open, just not in its current form. So it'll
Okay.
be open mics here in a little bit. And I also want to just say a few words before we get started again. But I want to thank everybody for showing up and thank Raul for putting on the presentation today. I hope it was interesting or for that. But we'll see you next time.
Bootcamp in Miami Beach, Florida. This is the Power Hour. Welcome.